This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
It's time now for the Morning Munch, our morning devotional. And joining us this morning from Cherry Street Mission Ministries, we have Steve Piller. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Chris. You know, you said this is the wake-up call, and I know you've got like 3 hours ahead of me, so, you know, I'm like barely awake and trying to function here with coffee and allergies, and it's all good, right?
Three hours? Where are you?
What? No, you've been up 3 hours.
He just got up. Like, oh, I thought he was... Okay, all right. I thought you were referring to yourself like in a different time zone. That's what I thought you meant.
No. You're up. You're happy. You're excited. I'm trying to have a second. So there you go.
We just play excited on the radio. Off air, where Jeff and I are both kind of wore out, but that's...
Okay, you're taking naps at the size of the song.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding you, Steve.
So, you know, yesterday I was at church, and they challenged us to think about peace. And that seemed a bit challenging to me because I don't always seem to live in a world of peacefulness. So as I look across the horizon of our lives, and you guys do, and our listeners look across the horizons of their lives, like right now today, many of the things that bring us anxiety and worry, you just like start thinking about those things that bring me worry and anxiety. And those things, I think about things like my family. Some parts of my family members are completely upside down. Things at work. Not everything at work looks all right. There's people in all of our lives that are facing serious health issues that we think about, that we worry about. And then the money's tight at work, money's tight at home, and frankly, things that break around my house just drive me nuts. And I think those things. So if I've got all these problems, I just wish they'd go away. I'd like to make them go away, Lord. But, you know, Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have troubles. And he was definitely right about that. But he said, don't worry about it, because I've overcome the world. And I'm like, well, yeah, from an eternal perspective, I get that. There's heaven, and yeah, we're going to overcome that. But what about right now? And he said, I give you my peace through the Holy Spirit. I give you my peace. Not that the world gives, so that you don't have to be troubled or afraid. So, yes, we've got heaven, but to the Spirit, he said, I give you my peace. And I know that the things I worry about, they make no difference to my circumstances, right? I can worry all day. It's not going to change the things I'm worried about. Now, if I worry about the leaky faucet and I think about it, maybe I'll fix it. But the rest of these big items, no, I can't fix those. So here's the bottom line, what they talked about yesterday. He said, one, you got to call out your problem by name. Like, not just worry about it, but like, call it out, name it. And then talk to God about your feelings, about why you're worrying about it, what is going on, and talk to God that you have faith in him, that his love for you is going to find a way. And though that sounds like a pretty simple formula, it's not a one and done. Like, I've got a friend with health issues, I'm not just going to say, well, take care of it. It's going to keep coming back. So this isn't a one and done thing. But Christ, in the Bible, it said, take every thought captive for Christ. So the battle is really in our mind for our trust, right? The battle of worry is in our mind, and the war is for our trust in God. So when a loved one is facing cancer, you call out that uncertainty and you talk to God about it. When your teenager storms out of the house, or you're a teenager and you storm out of the house yelling, you ask God, what's the next step? When my sister says, I'm not interested in coming to church, and I'm constantly worried about her life choices, I just tell God, I'm really scared. And I asked him to intervene because my efforts aren't making any difference. So the lunch today is take one thing you're worried about that's way beyond your control and first name it. Then tell God you're freaked out about it and say, I know you love me and I know you're in control of this situation and I want to give it to you. And if you can't give it to him, pray for the strength to give it to him. So today the challenge is take one thought that worries you and capture it for Christ and talk to God about it. So that's my lunch today. Now I'm awake.
Great words, Steve. Thank you. Yeah, we all could benefit from that. All right, could you pray for us?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just love this great weather, and we know you're in control of everything in our lives. The good, the bad, you know it all, and you know what's in our heart, in our head, and our will. Father, we pray that when we find something we're worried about this day, that your spirit would remind us that you're in control, and we talk it over with you and give it back to you. Because you're in control. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. That's Steve Piller from Cherry Street Mission Ministries. Steve, tell us about Cherry Street.
So Cherry Street's purpose in life is to help people who are facing extreme poverty find paths out of that poverty. So when you're facing homelessness, sometimes you feel like you're at the end of the rope. And at Cherry Street, we help to build hope, build bridges of hope with people that come in our doors for a meal or for emergency housing or for just up to us, to build relationships, to build bridges of income, and to find a path forward hope. So we've been around for almost 75 years. We're in downtown Toledo, and our community supports us in such a huge way to make life happen for our guests, and we're looking forward to the sunset pandemic to have a bigger impact in our community as we serve those people that are facing economic challenges in their lives.
Yep, and you not only provide food and clothing and place to stay, but you help people get back on their feet with a variety of ways to get them back out on their own.
Absolutely. We've got multiple workforce development programs. Like right now, we are running a class to teach students how to weld. And in a few weeks, we'll be starting a class in Tool and Die. And then in August sometime, we'll be starting an auto tech class. So we do a lot of workforce development that people are ready to get back to work or they're ready to take a step out of a job that has kept them in poverty for a long time to have hope that they can find a better career. So, yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Chris. That's awesome.
And what do you do there, Steve?
So I oversee the business side of Cherry Street, human resources and finance and all kind of the back office things. And then I work on different ideas to start new projects. So I'm always working on a new project to help the ministry.
All right. Well, how can people pray for you, for your position there, and Cherry Street Mission Ministries in general?
You know, one of the things we need right now, I need some warehouse space in downtown. So if you all could pray for that, that has a loading dock for a truck. So I'm looking that God would open the door to have some warehouse space around our facility that would have a loading dock. We need a little bit of warehouse space and a place to load a semi-truck. So that word out, if you got friend, uncle, or somebody that is downtown and has a little warehouse space that we could share with them, that would be a great help for our ministry right now.
Awesome. All right. We'll be praying. All right, Steve, thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks for the word, and have a great week.
You too. Take care now.
Thanks.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.